Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, 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 sir.
I said no, sir.
God damn it. I said yes, sir. And I meant that.
You win.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you guys for coming back in to the Yes and No Sir podcast. This is your boy Paige, a.k.a. Pedro, a.k.a. the biggest people's champ since The Rock. If you smell what the Pedro's cooking.
Oh, I smell it. I smell it. I just inhaled it. And this is your boy Kobe, a.k.a. the Copester, a.k.a. Strictly Business, a.k.a. Mr. Arkansas himself, Pig Suey. You know what today is, Paige. What is today, son?
So.
Yes, sir.
We all know it's Friday.
It's the best day of the week.
What kind of Friday is this?
Yes, sir.
Wyatt Nation, you know what today is.
And you know this.
Feel good Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Headed to the weekend. Long week. Yes, and I mean a long week.
Long ass week.
But we here. It's a feel good Friday.
Yes, sir.
And boy. Oh boy. Does that shit feel good?
Oh boy.
So we want to thank you guys.
Yes, sir.
For coming in and listening to the Yes and No Sir podcast with your favorite host, with the most.
Yes, sir.
The Paster.
The Paster.
And the Copester.
And the Copester.
And when you mix it all together, you get the yeser.
You get the yeser.
And the noser.
And the noser.
Podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
It's a good day. And let's start this great, great episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's ride. Hey, man, you be coming with these great, great beats, man. You got me feeling good.
The way my mind works, it orchestrates on a high level.
I'm over here doing the hokey pokey, and I put my right foot in.
Hey,
what?
What else? The jam up there in the kindergarten.
And I shake it all about.
Over there telling the teacher, play that shit again.
That's my shit.
My damn right leg ain't feeling it. Let's do it again. I don't feel the hokey pokey yet.
Yes, so, sir.
Wyatt Nation, we here.
We made it.
We've made it to the Friday.
Yes, sir.
Think about all that drama that you were going through throughout the whole week.
All the bullshit.
And we here. Because you know once you hear us through this Yes and No Sir podcast, you know what time it is. It's time to celebrate.
We just want to make you feel good because
we work hard for this.
Yes, sir.
So today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, we have...
What we got?
We got something that me and the old Copester,
yes sir,
had brewed up. It's the best duo, tourney.
The best duo, tourney. Hey.
So, we came up with some of our best, and I mean our best combos. You know what I mean? The best 1-2 punches you can think of in history.
In the historia.
It just, you think of these names, and you automatically know. Damn, that's a hell of a combination.
Yeah, so this is basically going to be kind of like March Madness. We got it in brackets. We got the 1 seed versus the 8 seed and so on and so forth.
So you got your 1 through 8.
You got your 1 versus 8. You got your 2 versus 7.
In the north bracket.
Yes, sir.
The south bracket.
Yes, sir.
The east bracket.
Yes, sir.
And of course the west bracket.
Yes, west side.
West side is how we ride.
West side is not the best side. It's all about that south in your mouth.
Dude, south,
you know what
side.
I'm talking about?
The south side.
Hey.
Hey.
Sing it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You know I was almost on that remix, right?
Me too.
They called me and I was like, I was too busy writing Jay-Z's lyrics for him.
Nah, they said this motherfucker from Texarkana, we can't have him on this heat.
So, ladies and gentlemen, before we do any of the above and start this tournament.
Yes, sir.
You know what we got to...
Uh-oh, what we got? Is it about that time?
It's about time for a little bit of the stand stories, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
The Yes Sir or No Sir podcast would like to bring to you one of our most coveted segments.
Yes, sir.
Stand time. Stand, yes, stories, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so here we go. So YN Nation, first and foremost, you need to understand that Stan is very dark-skinned. Let me just throw that in before I start this story. So he goes up to one of our coworkers and says, hey, man, I got a video of me racing a car, and I got in a car accident. He pulls up a video.
You got a YouTube video?
On YouTube. He pulls up the video.
And he famous?
He famous.
How many hits was it?
200 billion. Now, I don't know how many, but it was a video of somebody racing a car and getting into a car accident. And the guy jumps out of the car and takes off running. He's clearly light-skinned. He says it's him in the video.
He bleached his skin before he raced?
I guess he's got the Michael Jackson, Sammy Sosa look now.
Goddamn Stan.
That is all I have.
I'm going to tell you why, Nation. The importance of these stories are just be you. Don't end up being like Stan.
I think I might need to write another poem for Stan.
It's not a man. He's a man of line.
And this is not, and I repeat, these are not made up stories. This motherfucker lies this much every week.
So what I want to do is,
okay,
Nick Jr., hell goddamn Disney. I got a storyteller for you to lie to these kids. Stan Tall Tales.
Yes, sir.
Is what I'm introducing. So if anybody wants to, I got all the stories.
Plenty.
Was it Disney?
All of them.
Was it Disney? Nick Jr.?
Nick Jr., Cartoon Network.
PBS? All that. Look, I got what you need.
I got what you want.
I know that you guys are starving for these stories since Little Bill is no longer out there.
We got
Little Stan out here.
Little Stan.
Little Stan is the man that all of us wish we were.
We're not.
So get at me, Nick Jr., PBS, Fox, Kids, whatever you
all
Cartoon Network, all
got,
of them.
Got
all these kid channels. Come holler at me because I got stories for you.
$5 million all done.
I promise you, Light Work is 7 seasons of this.
Easy.
Easily.
Yes, sir.
So you can reach at me. You can reach out to me if you need to get entertain these kids.
Yes, sir.
Holler at me.
Holler at your boys. Man, man, man. Oh, Stan. Stan comes with that heat every day of the week.
Oh, man, I don't get it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, me and the Copes are sitting around one day.
Yes, sir.
As we should. Talking about the Yes or No Sir podcast. And we just realized, you know, since we have the legendary friendship.
Yes, sir.
We wanted to really see, is it truly legendary? So what we decided to do is make a tournament of the best duos, because you know you're listening to
the best of the best. The best
one that's
going to
set, that's setting records as we speak and breaking records as we speak.
Talk your shit.
The Patient and Copester.
Goddamn right.
We just wanted to go against some other iconic duos to see where we stack up against
those. Just gonna see where the chips may fall.
Because I just want to know if it's just me and you that feel this way, or is it just truly iconic?
Light Work.
So,
Light Work.
We decided to bring you a friendship tournament. Yes. These are the best iconic duels that we can think of, and we're ready to go against them, ladies and gentlemen. So,
that's right.
I need you to buckle up. Make sure that seatbelt's on tight.
Very tight.
Make sure you got your snacks, your drinks,
Kool-Aid,
whatever the hell you drink. Make sure you went to the restroom, because this is going to be a nice little ride right here.
Goddamn right it is.
And let's start.
All right. Let's get this thing
All
going.
Right. So what bracket we starting with now first, Kobe?
We're going to start in the South bracket.
The South bracket.
The South in your mind.
So
we're
talk to
do...
me. Let's start from the number 8 seed. And let's go to the top and just let them know where the rankings are. So,
okay, so
at number 8 in the South rankings, ladies and gentlemen.
Number 8, we have Bob and Stan.
Bob and Stan. And look, you guys know Bob is the one who can't keep his money. And Stan
is the liar.
Is the liar.
All right.
You put both of them together,
you got
that's a broke-ass friendship.
That's a fucked up combination. Okay. Number 7, you got AJ and Free. From 106 and Park, you know them back in the day.
Yeah, man, everybody, you know, if you
that's,
don't
that's
know.
That's legendary.
YouTube the shit.
YouTube the shit. Everything's on YouTube.
Everything we get, the names we giving you in YouTube, if you don't know.
Now you know.
But if you know, you know.
Number 6, we got SpongeBob and Patrick.
Wow. SpongeBob and Old Pack, huh?
Old Patty. Old Patty Milk. Number five, we have Seth and Evan.
Seth and Evan from Superbad, ladies and gentlemen. Superbad. If you watch Superbad, Seth and Evan are the two friends. Like I said, if you don't know,
now you know.
Do your research.
Number four, we got Cher and Dion.
From Clueless.
From The Clueless.
So if you don't know anything about that, I invest into you to look into these things. We're giving you knowledge.
Yes, sir. Number three, we got Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, huh?
Now, Tom and Jerry had beef, but they still were friends.
Well, they're a duo.
They were a duo.
You can't see one
without the other.
Without the other.
You goddamn right. Number two, we got Kenan and Kel.
Come on now, if y'all know who Kenan and Kel
is. That orange soda.
All that.
Nickelodeon.
Yes, sir.
And for number one, the Paster and the Coaster. The Yes or No, Sir. You goddamn right.
You know that's number one.
And you know this. Okay.
So, if you know, you know.
Goddamn right.
It ain't a spoiler. It's a prediction.
Yes, sir. So, we got number one versus number eight. We got the Coaster and the Paster against Bob and Stan.
Bob and Stan. Don't stand a chance. Ladies and gentlemen, you already know who the Paster and Coaster is.
You know what we represent.
You know the strength of this bond.
Yes, sir.
Iconic, as we speak. But if you guys don't know anything about Bob, I'm going to give you some characteristics. He's always begging for money.
Always.
And he loves to spread his love among the ladies that are soliciting for money.
There you go. For very cheap. We're talking about $20.
Name it as you will, but that is what it is. He never has. He likes to gamble his money and all that stuff. Then, damn it, if you don't know by now who Stan is.
Stan has told every lie on this planet, and he's still got some more to go.
Okay. So we're telling the versus matchups.
Right.
So
okay. So then
Y Nation versus Bob and Tom.
Yep.
I mean Bob and
Stan.
Stan. Yep. There you go.
Then we got Kenan and Kel versus AJ and Free.
Okay.
Then we got Tom and Jerry versus SpongeBob and Patrick.
No, that's a good one.
That's a good one. And we got Sharon Dion against Seth and Evan.
Mm.
All right?
All right. So, the number one seed.
The Yesers.
If you listen to this damn podcast and don't believe we were supposed to be a number one seed, do the Pedro a favor. Go in there, fill your sink up with water.
Yes, sir.
And throw your face in there for about 10 minutes.
At least 10 minutes.
Then come back and talk to me and tell me what you think.
Hey, that's sound advice. Sound advice.
So, you know we coming out of this bracket. You know we get the W on here.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it. You know how we do
it. So, Y Nation, give me the applause if you agree. That's all I needed. Yeah, let it go.
Thank you.
So, coming out of that matchup, you already know it's the Paster and the Copser. Easy defeat.
Easy work.
You know, I put about 45 points, 10 rebounds, 16 steals, about 25 assists.
I think against Bob and Stan, I probably put a little Wilt Chamberlain. I got 100 points. Light work. Easy work.
Out of here.
Get you your ass
been eliminated.
Go that away.
Exit is that away.
Stage left.
All right. So
the 2-7 seed, all right? We got Kenan and Kel against AJ and Free. Now, that one's interesting.
That is, but I'm going to go. That's a good one.
You know, Free had that ass on 106 and Park. I just got to throw that in there. Free was.
Who had out of those two had the most?
The tightest bun?
Like the most.
Like the most popular.
Effect of it. I'm going to go with Kenan and Kel.
Kenan and Kel is the best, but when we're talking about the 106 and Park hosts, which one do you think was the best?
We're talking about, like, look, these dudes did movies.
I know what they did. TV shows. They're still doing
TV shows.
You know what? Isn't there a new one coming up? Isn't a new Kenan and Kel? It came out already, didn't it?
Oh, Kenan and Kel, or are you talking about Good Burger?
Good Burger, Good Burger.
Good Burger 2 has already been
out. It came out, right?
Yeah, two movies.
I didn't even see it. I don't know how. Well, I heard it was pretty good.
I ain't seen it. Don't care to see it. I didn't really care about the past.
The first one was, I don't know. They were kind of cheesy to
me. So who do you want to win this? AJ? But they were like, what? You think about those two, man. I think Kenan and Kel left more of a...
They did, but let's keep it real. After school, everybody came home and watched that 106 in Park. That shit went away.
Everybody was watching Kenan and Kel and all that too, and Good Burger.
That's true too.
Good Burger was so damn influential, and they came back and made a movie 20 or 30 years after.
You know, man, I wonder what happened with, like, why people stopped making music videos. That shit went away, didn't it?
I would say something about the streaming, if I were to do this.
Probably. The social
media.
And
then the price of movies, you know what I mean? Like, the making of videos and stuff like that. I don't think it's as big as it used to be. But they still make videos, not to that point where they want to make a TV show after.
That's true.
So, I'm going... Do you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll be Kenan and Kel. That's pretty fair. I think that's fair.
I think it is. I think so. AJ and Free ain't nothing to laugh at, but I just think Kenan and Kel are more iconic.
I wonder what would happen to AJ and Free. They just went away. They disappeared. I haven't heard about anything from either one of them.
I heard something about AJ, but it was years ago.
I haven't heard anything.
Anyway. All right. Well, we're going to the next bracket. So, AJ and Free, they lose. You have been eliminated.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye. Okay. Tom and Jerry versus SpongeBob and Patrick. Now, this one is interesting. Tom and Jerry, we grew up on Tom and Jerry. I did. That was one of my favorite cartoons.
Yeah.
SpongeBob and Patrick. They probably had a closer... They're iconic now.
Yeah, man,
that's a good one. They had a closer friendship.
You think about it, because what Tom and Jerry... I mean, you still see Tom and Jerry cartoons, I believe.
Hell yeah. How old is Tom and Jerry?
Oh, brother.
They dead by now. Tom and Jerry.
So Tom and...
That's a good one. I might give the edge, honestly, to SpongeBob and Patrick. Because I think they were a closer duo as far as like a friendship.
So Tom and Jerry originally first came out in 1940.
It's 1940. That means you were what, 7 when they came out? 17, my bad. I got the shit wrong. Got some bad math in my head. So you were 17 when they came out.
I'm not gonna.
So I'm pretty sure you got all the good stories about how you felt when Tom and Jerry first came out. Lion Nation, I'm pretty sure they want to know how you felt, Pace, about watching that for the first time back in 1940.
SpongeBob started in 1999. I'm not entertaining your buffoonery. Look, we're trying to win this damn tournament, not go at each other, all right?
All right, man.
You say that shit for another episode.
All right, I'm sorry.
God damn.
I apologize.
How are we going to win this shit when you want to go back and forth with the Paster?
That's the beauty of it.
We got a show.
That's the beauty of it. You get a tournament, you grab it, you choke it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he got distracted, man. We're trying to win this tournament, and he over here looking to me, trying to fight with me.
Yes, sir.
Focus on the task, son.
Yes, sir. I apologize.
All right, give you the old white man handshake. Okay.
All right, so yeah, I think probably SpongeBob and Patrick. That's my take on it, because I think they were closer. They had a closer bond as far as friendship.
Okay.
That's my take. I don't know how you feel about it, but okay.
We'll go SpongeBob and Patrick.
That's tough, though, because I did grow up on with Tom and Jerry. That was some classics.
Well, this is just opinionated. Of course, other people are going to feel different, but this is how we feel.
It's all right.
It's our tournament, damn it.
Damn it. All right. Now we got Sharon Dion against Seth and Evan. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't know much about Sharon Dion.
But you know about Evan, Clueless?
I mean, I watched bits and pieces of it.
You know how close they were?
Now, I don't even know who the hell they are, if I'm just being real with you.
Ah, damn, son. What are you
watching? I mean, I didn't watch no damn Clueless.
I did, man. I had a sister, so I mean, like.
No, you watched it. It's all right. Sharon Dion. Oh, that's Stacey Dash.
Yeah,
right?
Dumbass.
I didn't know him by name. Now, if you'd have said Stacey Dash, I'd be like, oh, okay, I know you're talking about.
You remember the part when she.
I remember.
Oh, boy on there, too. What's his name? He was her boyfriend on there.
I have no idea.
You want to play Petey on Remember the Titans?
About. I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
What's that dude's name? Something like Faison. Like
Scrubs. On Scrubs and everything.
Donald something. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
Cruise is funny, man.
It was all right. I didn't really watch that shit growing up. But I got you. It was popular. It was a popular TV show, so I get it.
So.
They were close. I know they were close.
Who are they going against?
Seth and Evan.
Damn, that's because they both are pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Seth and Evan because it was pretty funny. Super Bad Boys.
Super Bad was a great movie. Seth and Evan. Okay. I likes it.
Seth and Evan?
I take it. So that's for the next round.
So Cher and Dion, you have been eliminated.
Okay, so now we're going to the West bracket.
We have
Bert and Ernie.
Sesame Street. Well, everybody know Bert and Ernie.
We got
what place?
That's the 8 seed.
8 seed.
We got Sean and Marlon at 7.
Man, we kind of messed that one up. It should be a little bit higher, but hey, a fight's a fight, damn it.
God damn it, they gonna fight. We got Beavis and Butthead at 6.
Cornholio.
We got Rick and Morty at 5.
Okay.
At 4, we got Doc and Marty.
Okay, Back to the Future,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, sure. That's gonna be a good one. At 3, we got Shrek and Donkey.
Donkey.
That's a good one. At 2, we got Rocky and Apollo.
Okay.
And at 1, we got Snoop and Dre.
Oh, shit.
So that's some heavy hitters.
That's in double OG?
Yes, sir. So that's going to be a tough one. So the matchups, we got Snoop and Dre against Bert and Ernie. We got Rocky and Apollo.
The D-O-double G. I'm sorry. I messed that up big time.
Yep. We got Rocky and Apollo against Sean and Marlon.
Okay.
We got Shrek and Donkey against Beavis and Butthead. And we got Doc and Marty against Rick and Morty.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and break this down a little bit. So we got Snoop and Dre against Bert and Ernie. What you think about that?
You already know Snoop and Dre.
That's just a classic, man. That's classic.
Snoop and Dre, hands down.
Snoop and Dre?
Yes, sir.
Why is it Snoop and Dre?
Gin and juice. What they are now? You know what I mean? You quick fact. You know they got their own little alcoholic drink now called gin and juice.
I did not know that. I know Snoop has his own wine, right?
No, they have their own drink now. It's a...
Man, it seems like all these rappers are like making liquors and wines and like waters and all that stuff. That's where all the money is, I think. You know, what Diddy had Ciroc, but you know, that's another story. 50 Cent has one, right? That's the drink?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I haven't seen it like in stores yet.
It's in there because you can buy it now, apparently.
I wouldn't have had taste. Gin and juice, passion fruit. I like that.
Each flavor has a different the lowriders different colors. Let me see if I can.
Hey, that's hard.
I don't know if I can get it off this. Hold on. Sorry, like Lightwire Nation. I'm trying to show Kobe because he wasn't familiar with it, so I was just trying to.
Dang, that's hard. So we got apricot, citrus, passion fruit, and melon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, I gotta show support for old Snoop and Dre. I gotta go find that and buy one of each because I'm all about support.
It's a pack, so I think all four of them is in these.
Okay,
so yeah, go look.
I likes that.
Yeah. See, Wine Nation, I just put you on information because you know the pastor.
Yes, sir.
Is always tapped in.
Very informative. Very informative. All right.
So Bert and Ernie,
get your ass up out of here.
What? Bert and Ernie.
You
know they say about them too, right?
Yeah, I heard they were. P. Diddy, like Bert and Ernie.
Go and take y'all back to Sesame Street and go sleep in the same room.
Yeah.
They had the same business, same room.
Bert and Ernie, get your journey.
That's a factual. That's an actual factual.
There you go.
I was about to say it backwards.
All right. So we got Rocky and Apollo against Sean and Marlon. Now, Sean and Marlon. You got to be close for you to dress up as two white chicks because they dressed up as two white chicks and did a damn good job. So to be that comfortable with each other and have fun while doing that.
It ain't about comfortable. It's just like
it's a friend, right, brother. The blend, brother.
The blend.
They got years of getting their ass whipped from their parents.
And you got Rocky. See, Apollo Creed didn't even last long. So I'm going to give it to Sean and Marlon because they still together.
They still killing it.
So I'm going to go with Sean and Marlon on there. Apollo Creed had, what, two movies together and they killed off the character?
Got his ass whooped. That big ass Russian, the stand beat up.
If he dies, he dies.
That motherfucker was big. That was a big one.
Didn't Stan say that movie was based off him fighting a Russian?
That's exactly what he said. I don't think he was born yet, was he? That's a hell of a man right there to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a Stan actual factual right there. Stan said factual. That movie was based off what he had did when he was boxing. You know, we didn't even tell the YN Nation that he used to be a boxer.
He used to be a boxer.
Oh, Lord.
He was a heavyweight.
Stan?
He was 150 pounds.
You can name it. Stan and none it. All right, so Rocky and Apollo Creed, you have been eliminated.
You have been knocked out of
the first round.
All right, we got Shrek and Donkey against Beavis and Butthead. Shrek and Donkey against Beavis and Butthead.
So,
man, I remember watching Beavis and Butthead on MTV growing up. You remember them days?
I used to want to fight when them motherfuckers died.
I ain't gonna lie, I felt stupid watching that show, man. That was a stupid ass show. It was good, but back then, man. Well, now looking back at it. I forgot about this. You got electrocuted.
That motherfucker ate some, drunk something, right? And then made it foam in the mouth or some shit?
Yeah.
I can't remember what that mixture was.
I don't even know. What was that show about?
Beavis and Butthead Do America, remember that?
They were just sitting on the couch watching TV and talking.
Mm-hmm.
So they were pretty much high. That's the vibe.
They were fucking dumb. They were in high school.
They looked like they were just stoners.
Just idiots, man.
Okay, so we got them going up against Shrek and Donkey. Shrek and Donkey travel
iconic
to save their princess, right? Or the queen, or who was it?
Yeah.
Fiona.
So I'm going to give that one to...
Oh, man.
Shrek and Donkey? Right? I think
I'm thinking...
How many Shreks out? Four? Three? Four?
I'm not going to lie. They're all good movies, too, man.
Three or four? So I'm gonna give it to Shrek and I think we should give it to Shrek and Donkey.
I think so.
You think so?
I think they had a Beavis and Butthead video game, didn't they?
They did.
That shit was trash. It was trash. Yeah,
farting and shit. Remember that?
I remember that shit.
Bert one with fart.
All right, so we got Shrek and Donkey. Okay, now we got Doc and Marty against Rick and Morty.
Mm.
That's a good one. I gotta put on my thinking cap for a second on this one. Doc and Marty.
I'm gonna give it Doc and Marty. Marty.
Yeah,
because the iconic shoes.
Is it Marty or Morty?
Morty.
Morty. Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna give it to.
Damn, man, that's a good one.
Marty is the from Back in the Future.
Doc and Marty, right? Yeah. And Rick and Morty.
I'm gonna give it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Doc and Marty. I'm gonna give it to them because of the iconic. Remember the Nikes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are iconic. And the shit. Well, how much were they? Like $1,200?
Something like that.
Before
right?
they flipped them, and then they went higher than that. So,
I don't think I would ever spend.
Rick and Morty. You have been.
Get your ass out.
Eliminated.
Deuces.
Holler. I when I think of them, I think about the car, the iconic car.
Yeah, man, that's like
the movie was iconic, and then the shoes became iconic.
So, if you had the money to buy those shoes, would you ever make that big of a purchase for some shoes? I don't think I would.
I went to two phases. So when I was in that shoe phase, hell yeah, I would have. Now, no.
I'm talking about if money was not an issue, you still wouldn't do it. If it was like chump change for you to spend $2,000 on a pair of shoes, would you still do it?
Would I?
Yeah. That's a good question, huh? Shouldn't take that long to answer, son.
What was that question? Somebody distracted me.
Nah, you good. If money was not an issue, would you spend that kind of money on some shoes?
Now?
Yeah.
No.
If money was not an issue, though, if you had it to spend and it was chump change.
No, I wouldn't waste it on shoes.
I like that. I wouldn't either. All right. So now we're to the North bracket.
Yeah.
North bracket, we got at number 8, we got Webby and Pit Bulls. At number 7, we got Bunny and Clyde. At 6, we got Scooby and Shaggy. That's going to be a good one. 5, we got Gilly and Wallow. At 4, we got Mace and Cameron. That's going to be interesting. At 3, we got Timmy and Lassie. Mm-hmm. At 2, we got Robin Big. And at 1, we got Batman and Robin. Now, the matchups, we got Batman and Robin against Webby and Pit Bulls. That should be a no-brainer. 2 and 7, we got Robin Big against Bunny and Clyde.
Okay.
We got Timmy and Lassie against Scooby and Shaggy. And then we got Mason Cameron against Gilly and Wallow. So let's go ahead and dig into this. The 1 seed versus the 8 seed, we got Batman and Robin against Webby and Pit Bulls. Now, we know how Webby feels about his pits because he made it pretty clear in a previous episode, right?
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to get an edge on Batman and Robin because I don't think Webby and the Pit Bulls will make it to the game because Webby would be kind of busy, if you get what I'm saying. So I don't know how you feel about that matchup, but I'm thinking Batman and Robin are way more legendary than Webby getting arrested for what he does with those dogs. What you think?
So
I think
we're gonna throw a YN Nation. We're gonna give him. Okay, so Webby's going against. I'm sorry, I was distracted.
He's going against Batman and Robin. So I'm thinking he probably would forfeit that match because he wouldn't make it because he'd be busy in the Boom Boom Room. If you get what I'm saying, YN Nation. I know y'all know what I mean when I say the Boom Boom Room. When it comes to Webby and these pit bulls and these wild animals that. He's made clear how he feels about pit bulls. What was that episode we were on when he was flirting with that pit bull? You know what I'm talking about?
He said, that's a nice pit.
He said, that pit got ass.
What were we talking about?
We was talking about something.
It was recent. Different. It was like recent. 2 or 3 up.
Yeah, I think it was 2 episodes back.
Fudge. Anyway, Lion Nation, just go back 2, maybe 3 episodes. What were we talking about?
I forgot which one it was, but it was towards the end of that episode. And he was very distracted. We were talking about something else, and he was like, damn, that pit looked good. So his mind was probably on that to begin with. I'd be scared to look in Webby's phone right now. Who knows what kind of nude puppy pics he got in his phone. he got some nudes of dogs on his phone.
I do. I want to pull an episode so damn bad.
I don't know which one it was.
So
you think Batman and Robin would outweigh Webby and Pit Bulls?
Yeah.
You think so?
His love for the Pit Bulls. Let's let Webby make it to the next round.
Okay. All right. So
Webby it's the upset and of the week.
Webby and Pits.
Upset of the week.
Upset alert. Upset alert. Webby said, I got my powers back.
He said,
give me my powers back.
For the pits outweighs what Batman and Robin wore iconically. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a little fun with this. So, I wanted to pull him down a little bit. And
so, that's what he said. He said, well, I make them shit when it comes to pits. It come to pits, I make them shit.
I make the pits shit. And I ain't talking about what it smell up in your underarms. I'm talking about you ain't shitting right for a week.
He said, I'm getting up in there like swimwear.
So look, you know how kind of Batman and Robin is, right, ladies and gentlemen? But if you mix that with the love that the old Luke King has for the Pit Bulls, that shit's second to none.
That's true. You know,
I
called Webby and
we're gonna give the his iconic quote, don't pet me.
Let me.
No. Fuck. Oh, there you go.
Hey, man, so Webby pocket dialed me yesterday, man. I answered the phone, and I heard some dogs barking in the background.
Shut up and take this shit.
Shut up. Dog was hurting.
Shut up. Give him the dog biscuit while I get him.
I got some kibbles and bits.
Distract him.
Take that. All right. So, next we got Bunny and Clyde against Rob and Big. Big passed away, right?
Yes, sir.
Damn, RIP, man. That dude, that was a damn good TV show, man.
Man, that was, shout out to my boy Mitch. That was me and his show, bro.
That was good.
Because it was the same concept, because, like, I was the short, it was vice versa. I was the short black guy.
Okay.
He was the tall white guy. Okay. Rob was the short white, I'm the short black guy, and he's the tall white guy.
So it was just vice versa?
Yeah. It was just like, it was that effect with me and him. Me and him based, we used to call ourselves the vice versa of Rob and Big.
Okay. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So, hell of a combination.
So was Rob and Big famous before that TV show? Like, what did they
Rob
do?
Was.
Rob was the, like, skateboarder.
He was a skateboarder, and then he owned the DC shoes.
I didn't know he owned them. Yeah. Okay, and Big was just his homeboy.
He's part of the owner of it.
Okay, I didn't know that. And then Big was just his homeboy.
Yeah,
he just
put him on. Well, originally they started out, he was his bodyguard.
Okay.
And people gravitated to how they were around each other, and they were like, hey, let's make a TV show out of this.
A damn good TV show.
Damn good TV show. Rest in peace, Black. Big Black.
Big passed away from a heart attack, I'm assuming.
Damn. That still bothers me.
Yeah, man, that was a good show. Okay, so we got them going up against Bunny and Clyde.
Rob and Big.
Hey, I feel like Rob and Big. Bunny and Clyde did their thing.
They did.
They did what they had to
do. Rob and Big was my shit. So, Rob and Big, you may enter to the next round.
Rob and Big.
Well, Bunny and Clyde,
get your ass out of here.
You have been eliminated.
You have been shot up. All right. So next we got Timmy and Lassie against Scooby and Shaggy. Scooby dooby doo.
You know, Webby salivating at the mouth on this one, because he was like, look.
He trying to have a threesome.
Why can't y'all pair me with them? Look, man, this is a battle. This ain't about fucking. It's about battling. Leave them damn dogs alone. Put me in that bracket.
That's the one I want.
Y'all gotta put me with humans. I don't want the humans. I'm Ace Ventura, but I like the ass with it. I'm the R. Kelly of the, like, I'm like an Ace Ventura mixed with R. Kelly.
That boy got some dog condoms.
I can feel your bark. I can feel your howling bark. Damn, I'm trying to find the right song. You know what I mean? That song?
That R. Kelly.
I Can Feel Your Heart by Mario.
Oh.
Crying out. Yeah. I can hear you barking for me.
Sing it. Webby, you a nasty ass motherfucker.
I can hear you bark.
That motherfucker drooling right now.
It seems like you're...
Seems like you let me.
Seems like you let me. Please fuck. Come and let me.
Fuck.
Hey, right, ladies and gentlemen, quick. This is another factual. Okay, because you came up with it, so I don't have it memorized.
Yes, sir.
You remember the cover of Doggy Style?
Oh, yeah, with the dog house
hanging
shit
out there.
At the dog house?
Webby said he came with that cover and he gave it to Snoo.
You know, that'd be a funny thing to get like a shirt made of that same thing, but have Webby on it. That's a.
That's coming. Webby, so, if you ever seen the cover of Doggy Style, if you haven't, ladies and gentlemen, YN Nation, go look it up. Webby said he gave Snoop the idea of Snoop hanging on top of the doghouse with the other dog's ass hanging out. You remember what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. That was a damn good album, too. Doggy Style. Adventure?
What's the Luke King favorite album? Doggy Style. That's my favorite. I love the music, and it inspired me.
Ugh, that's his motivation. Webby, you a nasty motherfucker. Okay, so Timmy and Lassie or Scooby and Shaggy? This is going to be interesting for the next round. You're right about that. Scooby and Shaggy, I'm thinking that was more legendary.
Okay, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, hey, Webby's calling me. Yeah? Webby said he wants Scooby because he can give him a Scooby snack to lure him over to that room. So he said, give him the Scooby snack. So
like
we're going to do...
Van is already prepped.
So we're going to do Scooby and Shaggy.
Scooby and Shaggy. All right. Now we have Mace and Cameron against Gilly and Wallow. That's a good one. Damn, that's the first round. Damn.
You know, when you know the YA Nation Friendship Tournament, things get tough.
You know what, man? Mace and Cameron, that's a...
I have my preference because I know what I like to watch. And Mason Cam, there's no wrong answer. But to me...
Go ahead.
Gilly and Wallow, because of the fact that they're funny, but also they're out here teaching.
I think they have a stronger, chemistry,
too. I like Wallow's concern to educate...
Just like how he was trying to put Young Thug on game before he went to prison.
I'm not saying that Cam doesn't educate, because I'm pretty sure Cam has spit some game. But I think it seems like Wallow's message is more to the coming man.
I think Gilly be hating on him. I don't know if that's part of their podcast is what they do to kind of make it mix right. Mm. But it seems like whenever Wallow is giving that game, Gilly will kind of just interrupt him. And fuck up his flow. But Gilly is dope. I think Gilly was a dope rapper. I think he was
I just like what they bring to the $1 million worth of game. Because I think that reaches...
That's a damn good all name levels. For
I think
a podcast,
Cam and Mace, yeah, they do their thing. But I think that the importance to reach down to the people that... You know what I mean?
I feel that.
The build, not only to... other celebrities and stuff like that, but build it down to where the coming man can soak the knowledge in too.
And I think more people feel that way too. That's why they got their contract, didn't they? Get that deal with who was it with?
I think it was
Apple.
Apple.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna get Gilly and Wallow to edge.
Gilly and Wallow, you have made it to the next round.
Yes, sir.
Cam and Mace have been eliminated. Still love you dudes, man. You know what I mean? I love what they're doing with their show.
I think J. Cole and Cameron got a track out, just came out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty good, too. All right, so we're in the East. We're in the last bracket. We got, the Kelce brothers.
Okay.
We got Will and Jazz. We got...
Hold on now. You're missing the step.
8 is the Kelce brothers.
Okay.
7 is Will and Jazz.
Damn. I put them low. 6 There's so many names, you forget to put everybody. Yeah. Okay.
6 is Buzz Lightyear and Woody. 5 is Ray and Claude. That's it.
Claude.
Mr. C. 4 is Han Solo and Chewbacca. 3.
Iconic.
3, we got 50 and Eminem. 2, we got it's Mario and Luigi. And 1, we got Mike Lowry and Marcus, Bad Boys.
So you're just going to have a bunch of lying, violent motherfuckers running around. He found out he was talking to his sister.
Yeah. Damn, this is going to be interesting. Okay, so the matchups, we got Mike Lowry and Marcus, Bad Boys, against Kelce brothers. We got Mario and Luigi against Will and Jazz. We got 50 and Eminem against Buzz Lightyear and Woody. Mm-hmm. And we got Han Solo and Chewbacca against Ray and Claude.
Claude!
That's it.
All right, so who's the 1 and 8?
1 and 8, we got...
The Kelce's and...
Kelce's and Mike Lowry and Marcus.
You already know where we're going with this because...
That's like us.
That's our inspiration.
Yeah, that's what we said in season 1.
That's what we compare our friendship to. So, Kelce brothers, you are very important to each other, but I'm talking about my influence. It's gonna be Mike Lowry.
And then I can't support anybody playing for the Chiefs.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, they do have a movie coming out in June.
They sure do. I forgot about that.
And hopefully by then, we're on the visuals and we can give our movie review.
And it's going to be entertainment from the beginning to the end.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got Mike and Marcus moving on to the next round, right?
Yep.
All right, let's see what we got next.
Kelce Brothers, you have been eliminated.
You are in the offseason. So we got Mario and Luigi against Will and Jazz.
Damn. That's tough, both man. Iconic right there.
Very iconic.
Fresh Prince.
Mario Kart.
The Fresh
Super
Prince.
Super Mario Brothers. You know, I'm definitely going Will and Jazz on that. Me personally. But Mario and Luigi.
They still going strong, bro.
They are. I still play. I would play Mario Kart today if I could. I don't have a game anymore, but
Super Mario. My heart is saying Mario because Mario has that big influence.
You know what? Because Mike, which is Will.
Will is still getting this thing.
Mario, okay.
So Mario and Luigi, you have been
promoted
to the next round.
Okay.
Saddens me. Will and Jazz
your ass home and play the blues and sit your ass down somewhere.
You have been eliminated.
Damn. Okay. We got 50 Cent and Eminem against Buzz Lightyear and old Woody. There's a snake in my boots. You remember Woody said that?
Hands to the sky.
Somebody pours in the water hole.
What is it, Buzz Lightyear? To infinity and beyond.
Hey, that was a
Toy Story is fucking iconic, bro.
Every movie they came out with, I watched it, and they were all
It's my
dope.
Childhood, the first one.
The first one. It came out in 96, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's my childhood, man.
That's a damn good show. Not a show, they're good movies. But 50 and Eminem, damn. 50 and M against Buzz Lightyear and Woody. Because 50, man, you got to think about the TV shows he's put out with, all the good music, Eminem, all the good music. Even though I'm not really a big Eminem fan, but you can't deny the talent. But as a duo, we're talking, this is duos. So their duo isn't the strongest.
I'm going to break this down, and I hope everybody understands this. So when you talk about Eminem and 50 Cent, little kids don't understand that shit. You know what I'm saying? You go Woody and Buzz Lightyear, that shit is from like adults to children.
But this is about what they did together, not as individual. This is about
them as a tandem.
So base it on that, it has to be Buzz Lightyear and Woody, correct?
Yeah, they've been through some shit together.
They've been through some shit. That damn, what's that damn, was it a pig or a bear? And that last Toy Story, the one that ran the show? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What was it, a teddy bear? That big ass bear that ran the show?
Yeah. Purple bear or whatever. Purple bear. Whatever he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to promote Woody and Buzz because that's iconic.
Damn, it's hard to say goodbye to 50 and M, but deuces. All right, so we got Han Solo and Chewbacca against Ray and Claude.
Ray and Claude.
You know, that's an easy one to me.
No, you already know what it is.
You already know Ray and Claude, man.
Look, Wyan Nation, if you know, you know. Claude and Ray will be moving on.
But Ray is the reason Claude went to prison. If it wasn't for Ray, Claude would have been
But it was the test of friendship.
But I wouldn't want that damn friendship if I got to do life in prison with a bunch of dudes.
Man, what the fuck that motherfucker saying?
I don't know what the hell that mean. It's definitely going to be Ray and Claude.
That shit been tested, baby.
But they became friends. But they weren't friends to begin with.
But look at the bond.
But that's how me and you were.
You had to go through
I didn't,
some shit.
I didn't know you. I was like, who the fuck is this dude?
I saw you when I first saw you. You ain't had nothing but some shredded ass overalls on.
Yeah, I did. I ain't had no shirt under it. Had a straw hat. Had a what would Jesus do chain on.
I said, what's your name? He said, what was that?
That's what I said. I said, I beg your pardon? I
said, my overalls are weighing down because I ain't got nothing but sticks and stones in them. Hey, but man. Look at you. Hey, look. That's, hey, all right, hey, all right, we're trying to win this tournament.
Damn, man.
So we're going to
payback?
That's payback from earlier. You jabbed me, and you got to let me get my jab back here. All right. You got to let me.
I hurt too.
I gave you a 50%. I didn't even give you a whole thing.
It hurt. It hurt me.
Good.
All right, so we got Ray and Claude.
Ray and Claude.
Ray and Claude.
You have made it to the next tournament.
So this is the, I guess you would call this the Sweet 16?
Yes, sir.
So we're in the Sweet 16?
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first round, right? So let's talk about who do we have left. Just the names. We don't need to know the bracket. We'll tell that on a...
Okay, so we have the yes or no, sir.
Yeah. Hold on.
Goddamn right. Standing ovation. We have SpongeBob and Patrick.
Okay.
We have Seth and Evan.
Okay.
Kenan and Kel.
Okay.
Snoop and Dre.
Oof.
We got Shrek and Donkey. We got Doc and Marty. Sean and Marlon. We're brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're color. Da, 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 da. Give me a high five. All right.
We got Webby and the Pitbulls. That's going to be a strong contender right there.
His love for pits.
We'll make them shit. We got Scooby and Shaggy. Shaggy?
Come on, Scoop.
We got Gillian Wallow.
Yes, sir.
We got Robin Big.
Yes, sir.
We got Mike Lowry and Marcus.
Yes, sir.
We got Buzz and Woody.
Yes, sir.
We got Ray and Claude.
Yes, sir.
We got it's Mario and Luigi.
Woo!
That's our Sweet 16.
Let me tell you this right now. Sorry for that. I screamed and brushed the eardrums on there. That's right. But if you don't understand what I'm thinking, man, Kobe, we got our hands. We got some competition. We got some competition coming to the next round. You know, we get a little easy, little jab round.
So I got my ammo box. I got my armor box. I got a UAV. I can see them coming. I'm ready. Let's ride.
We got our work cut out for us. So YN Nation.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in the coaster and the pastry we'll make it out of this tournament? Maybe even make it out the next round.
In the next round.
Stay tuned for the next episode.
I like that. Yes, sir.